Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19, this is God's word. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friends desert him. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will not go free. Many curry favor with a ruler, and everyone is the friend of a man who gives gifts. A poor man is shunned by all his relatives. How much more do his friends avoid him? Though he pursues them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who cherishes understanding prospers. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless man goes hungry. He who obeys instructions guards his life, but he who is contemptuous of his ways will die. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. Discipline your son, for in that there is hope. Do not be a willing party to his death. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty. If you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. What a man desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than a liar. Fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. Flog a mocker, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke a discerning man, and he will gain knowledge. He who robs his father and drives out his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. Stop listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Penalties are prepared for mockers, and beatings for the backs of fools. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. I mean, are those our only two choices? Well, it is implied that the fellow described in the second phrase has money. better a poor man than this fellow. Well, you can be poor and be a fool whose lips are perverse. But the contrast is saying it's better to be poor and live a godly life, a poor man whose ways are blameless, than to be, no matter how wealthy. That's the implied thing that's missing from the statement. Than to be in any other circumstance and be a fool whose lips are perverse. In other words, your character matters more than your circumstances. Your character matters more than your circumstances. You may not have a lot of money, but if you are living a blameless life, you will come out way ahead of somebody who may have tons of money, but is a fool with perverse lips. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. You know, if you're going in the wrong direction, you can hurry as much as you want. It won't improve your situation. And there are lots of people in this world who don't know where they're going. They don't know what life is about. They don't know how to live, but they are using great energy and pushing really hard to get it done faster. Zeal without knowledge, not a good thing. It's not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. If you're hurrying, busy, bent on getting there, and you miss the way, going fast is not going to help. Verse 3, a man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. God's not the cause of your problems. And yet people do things that God says don't do and then get furious with God when things don't work out. God says, don't do this. People say, oh, I know best. And they do what they want, and then they're angry when it doesn't work out. If you do what God says, it's for your protection. You are wise to obey God. But the pattern is, a man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. Now, there's a series of verses, including verse 4, that talk about how pleasant it is to be wealthy and how difficult it is to be poor, including the fact that if you're wealthy, lots of people will want to hang with you. And if you are poor, basically everybody will try and avoid you. Okay? Those who are not really looking for relationships may want to pursue a life of poverty. But that's describing the way things are. But that is not saying that poor people don't deserve friends, or that rich people do deserve friends, or that that kind of friendship is the kind we're really looking for, because the kind we're really looking for, verse 22, is unfailing love. And it's better to be poor than a liar. You see that in verse 22? It's better to be poor than to be a liar. What we desire, all of us, is unfailing love. Somebody who will stick with us regardless of circumstances. Even if we're poor, they'll be there for us. So, in verse 4, when it says, wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friend deserts him, understand that that is not the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it is. That's a description of what you will find out there in life. Jesus tells a story about a young man who took his inheritance and went off and squandered it in the far country. And then a famine arose. His riches were exhausted. And all of those who had been his friends deserted him. You can count on that. Those kinds of friends don't stick around in hard times. They will abandon you. Notice verse 6, many curry favor with a ruler, and everyone is the friend of a man who gives gifts. A poor man is shunned by all his relatives. How much more do his friends avoid him? Though he pursues them with pleading, they're nowhere to be found. That's a description. It's not the way it's supposed to be. That's a description of the way it is. But now, the second phrase of verse 22 was that it's better to be poor than a liar. Why? Well, remember verse 1. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. Well, if your lips are perverse, if you're a liar, does that make you a fool? Yes, actually it does. Why? Because you're behaving as if there is no God. Look at verse 5. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will not go free. So what do we know from that? Well, we know that a false witness will not go unpunished. If you don't tell the truth, if you are a liar, God will punish you. Guaranteed. Pastor Wood, you put too much emphasis on that. No, actually, God puts a lot of emphasis on that because people need to know. They need to be warned beforehand to always tell the truth. In the book of Revelation, there are two lists given toward the end of the book of the people who are going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Murderers, people who practice sorcery, cowards, bunch of different folks. They're listed. All these folks are going to be thrown into the lake of fire. There is one category and only one that gets special emphasis. Guess what it is? Liars. Because it says adulterers, the cowardly, those who practice magic arts, and then it says, and all liars. Now why would it say all liars? Because a lot of people think they're exempt. You know, well, I had a good reason. It's okay for me not to tell the truth. I was in an embarrassing situation. I would have gotten in a lot of trouble. I mean, I would have really, it would have been bad. Always tell the truth. You are so much better off taking punishment in this life than spending forever in the lake of fire. I mean, if I had a choice between torture from the Taliban or ISIS or forever in hell, have at me, ISIS. Okay? Now, I don't want to suffer in this life. But I want you to understand something. Whatever you suffer in this life is like this compared to eternity. Forever is a long, long time. And God promises, He promises all liars will be thrown into the lake of fire. I don't want to go there, do you? So tell the truth. Well, isn't there another alternative? Well, sometimes, keep your mouth shut, okay? There are times we just need to be quiet. But do not lie. Well, Pastor Wood, I have a friend who told a lie, okay? Does that mean that they're automatically going to hell? No. Not if your friend has found new life in Christ. No matter what you've done, even if you've done it more than once, it is possible to have a brand new life. It is possible to be forgiven and have a fresh, new life in Christ Jesus. What if you lied and did some other stuff? You can still have a new life in Christ. You can still be forgiven. You're not condemned with no hope if you trust in Christ Jesus. But if you are not willing to yield your life to Him, if you are still determined that you want to be your own boss, do your own thing, have it your way, I guarantee you something. You will end up in the lake of fire. Those are your options. All of a sudden, if you think about it in that vein, the stuff that's appealing and tempting and draws us is not so great. It's just not so great. Not only is our suffering in this life temporary, but the pleasures of this life are temporary. This life is temporary. It's not too soon for you to contemplate forever. You need to think about it. But I've got excellent news for you. If you are trusting in Jesus Christ and you want Him to be the boss of your life, you don't have to be afraid about the future. Why? Because the fear of the Lord, verse 23, leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Does that mean if you trust in the Lord, nothing bad will ever happen to you? No, it means whatever bad happens to you can't touch you. It means if, God forbid, I was tortured by ISIS, they still can't hurt me. They could break your arm. Yeah, they could break my arm, but they can't hurt me. Just my arm. What this is saying is, no matter what happens to you, you can be safe. The Apostle Paul was beaten repeatedly. He was shipwrecked. He was stoned and left for dead. Time and again, he suffered horribly, but he says, hey, I'm okay. They cannot harm me. So, it's not saying if you trust in the Lord, then no bad circumstances will touch you. It's saying you'll be untouched by trouble in the sense that you will be okay no matter what happens.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood.
Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus...
Look at verse 11. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense. There are some people who think that their status is elevated if they're irritated at all times. Everything sets them off. Ooh, don't say that. You might upset him. Actually, a wise person knows his status is enhanced if he's not constantly irritated and upset. Now, there are some things that should upset us. There are some things that should anger us because there are some things that make God angry. But if it's an offense against me, an offense against you, let it go. It's just not a big deal. If you really are a big person, show it by the fact that you can just brush off somebody's attacks. Somebody wants to say something unkind about you or to you or try and offend you or needle you or whatever, just realize that they must be badly wounded themselves or they wouldn't act that way. There's some reason that they're doing that. And you don't need to respond. You don't need to get down on their level. Don't do that. It's to his glory to overlook an offense. Look at verse 14. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent wife. What does prudent mean? Oh, is that like a prude? No. A prudent wife means a wise wife. If you have a wise wife, God gave her to you. You need to know that, and you need to thank Him. You need to realize what a treasure that is. And one of the verses we did not get to elaborate on in the previous chapter says the same thing. The one who gets a wife from the Lord gets a good thing. Marriage is wonderful. Not everybody's supposed to be married. God calls some people to singleness. But let me tell you, if you've got a good, wise wife, gentlemen, you are blessed. But I want you to understand something else. The place to find a really good, wise, prudent wife, the place to get one of those?
Youth group?
Maybe. The place to get one of those is from God. It's from God. It says that a prudent wife is from the Lord. If you got a prudent wife, it's from the Lord. If you want a prudent wife, seek him, not her. Verse 17. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. You can't get a better return on investment than loaning money to God. Because when God pays you back, it is way better than any financial institution on earth can offer. I've made some smart moves financially across the years. I've made some dumb moves financially across the years. But I have never, ever, ever regretted doing what God told me to do. Never. Now, to be kind to the poor does not always mean giving them money. Being kind to the poor may mean that, like someone I was with recently, when the person says, man, I just need some money for food. And he said, well, I'll buy you lunch. And so he took that person in a restaurant and he paid for that person's meal and shared about the Lord with that person and prayed with that person. That's being kind to the poor. Giving to a ministry that offers more than just free food, but offers counseling, job training, shelter. That's better than just handing out money on the street. Because some people don't do well with money. And they need somebody else to offer them more than just dollars. They need somebody to be their friend. They need somebody who will walk with them. And if you're visiting a city and somebody's just wanting some money, you would do better to give to a ministry that is going to help the people who are in that city. But let me tell you, if you are kind to the poor, you're lending to the Lord and he will reward what has been done. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. It's great to have ideas and dreams and plans, but please know that God is sovereign and that he knows best. And so offer your plans like this to him. God, this is what we think you want. This is what we're going to pursue. But I sure am glad you're in charge. Guess what? He's in charge. He's in charge whether you want him to be or not. He's in charge whether you say yes or whether you say no. It is the Lord's purpose that prevails. The enemies of God who nailed Jesus to the cross accomplished the purpose of God, which was to provide salvation to those whom he redeemed. Let me tell you something. God will prevail. His plan will be fulfilled. And even the wickedness of his enemies will ultimately be turned for his glory and for our good.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.